Well, in 2 weeks, one of Michigan's most renowned summer events begins. It's the 90th anniversary year for the annual National Cherry Festival in Traverse City. It gets started Friday evening, July 1st, easy to remember, and it runs another 8 days. In a festival involving food, can't do a whole lot better than an endorsement from celebrity chef Mario Batali.
Traverse City is one of the places that grows the most cherries in the entire planet. This is the virtual basket of cherries of the entire country. One of my favorite things to do is to go to food festivals. Perhaps the greatest, the mother of all food festivals, is the National Cherry Fest.
Organizers say the food, the parades, live music, races, fireworks, and all the other events draw a total of around 500,000 people to Traverse City over the course of the festival. Trevor Tkach is a Traverse City native and the executive director of the National Cherry Festival. He joins me now. Hi, Trevor.
Good morning.
You're just a couple of weeks out. There must be people in your office with their hair on fire every day, I imagine.
Well, you know what? I've got a really, really good team, and I'm proud to say that we've done a lot of planning throughout the year, so maybe not on fire just yet, but we're working pretty hard to make sure we have a good party here in a couple weeks.
I can imagine. It must be nice to have a celebrity chef who spends his summers in Traverse City who can talk it up. I mean, the stars align there. Is Mario Batali there every year at the festival?
You know, he's very incognito. A very humble individual. He doesn't come and expect a whole lot out of us. He just comes to enjoy it with his family. So a lot of times you'll see him sneaking around in his orange Crocs down at the open space, enjoying some cherries and just having fun with us. But, you know, he tries to kind of stay under the radar when he's in northern Michigan, but we love it when he, hypes us up, and he obviously did in that little segment that you just shared.
He's made his love for Traverse City and northern Michigan really apparent over the years. How big or small of a staff do you have to make the Cherry Festival happen?
We have about 6 full-time staff year-round. It's a pretty big business. We're about a $2.5 million operation. We're a nonprofit organization, and what we really rely on, though, are our volunteers. We call ourselves Volunteer City USA because we're a pretty small town, but we have thousands of people, over 2,000 every year, who come together to make this event happen. We've got event directors who take a full week off of work and use their vacation time to help make sure that we have a successful event. We've got a lot of people who just come in and, you know, maybe they help pour beer or scoop ice cream or shovel pieces of pie onto plates. Just a very, very generous community that helps us celebrate the festival every year.
And I take it you expect in the neighborhood of 500,000 people, visitors, coming to Traverse City or the area July 1st through the 9th?
We do. We've got a lot of out-of-towners, of course, who come into town to celebrate on the, you know, we've got 2 weekends and then a full week worth of activity between those two. A lot of locals come out to enjoy this. Obviously, our 5-county region is very strong and supportive of a cherry industry that's really been the backbone of the agricultural economy here in northern Michigan.
You got a nice little piece of promotion earlier this year from the New York Times, which included the Cherry Festival in a story headlined, "Where Foodies Should Go in 2016. Do a lot of pretty serious food types attend the festival?
Yeah, I tell you, a lot of people really enjoy a unique food experience. You see these types of festivals and events all across the country. I think we're more aware right now as a society, especially in North America, but I'm seeing it more globally now, too, of where food comes from, what it is, who's putting it together and how it's getting on your plate. So that whole farm-to-fork or farm-to-plate sort of idea is something that we like to celebrate. Obviously, we've got a lot of fresh cherries on hand, but we've got a wide variety of cherry products and cherry recipes that are being displayed and shared throughout the week. Plus, Traverse City is a foodie town all year round. So when people come here to experience Cherry Festival, they also get a great, broad agricultural and culinary experience in Traverse City, because we've got a really diverse. We've got wines, we've got hops, we've got we've got the asparagus just down the road in Empire. We've got a lot of really great things going on in that regard here in northern Michigan.
Trevor Tkach is the executive director of the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City, Michigan. It gets started on July 1st for 8 full days. How far do people travel to come to the Cherry Festival?
Well, that's a great question. Obviously, we get a lot of people from Michigan. We get a lot of people from the Midwest. But every year we put big map boards up. You see this at a lot of events and places where people travel distances to participate. We put a map of the world up, and we get people from every continent except for probably Antarctica, I suppose, but maybe once in a while. But where we've really seen growth is China. There's more tourists coming from China. I know they enjoy the cherry, and from what I understand, they enjoy a unique experience when they travel internationally, and that's what Traverse City and what Northern Michigan can provide, because you've got, you know, beautiful scenery. We've got the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Park not too far from Traverse City, just a stone's throw away, the beautiful Lake Michigan, this beautiful Northern Michigan playground, and then they really, from what I understand, enjoy the culinary experience as well, and they really enjoy the cherry. And as we are so connected with the cherry industry, I know that exports of cherries and that market of China is a growing market and a segment that they're going to continue to focus on. So tourism and agriculture are paired quite well, and China's definitely enjoying what we have to offer.
You can enjoy multi-course cherry meals, Polish cherry brats, cherry burgers, everything imaginable you find cherries in at the National Cherry Festival. Trevor Tkach is our guest, executive director of the National Cherry Festival. 8 days of mirth, which begin Friday, July 1st. Now, the festival really has its roots then in agriculture. Remind our listeners why the Traverse City area has become synonymous with tart cherries.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. You know, a little bit more than 90 years ago, when Traverse City was kind of wrapping up a long and successful run as a lumbering town, it had to reinvent itself, you know, come up with a new brand moving forward. Agriculture was definitely an opportunity to grasp onto and move forward with. Cherries, someone had the great idea of planting cherry trees to see how it might work out. The microclimate in northern Michigan and along the shores of Lake Michigan are perfect for cherry tree growth. We've got a sandy soil. The proximity to the water helps the trees as well. And so cherries quickly became a crop of choice, an orchard of choice for many farmers. And so by pairing the agricultural piece with the idea of, okay, this is also a beautiful place, a tourism destination, by pairing the cherry with the tourism concept, we became cherry capital of the world. Mm. We called Cherry Land, and of course the National Cherry Festival was created kind of as a calling card to the rest of the world of, hey, enjoy cherries, but also come up here and celebrate with us in the summertime. There's no more beautiful place on earth, we believe, so come on up and check us out. And
but
so that's what it turned into.
It's all about this microclimate that exists in the Traverse City area and not many other places. Montmorency tart cherries is really what can grow there and not that many other places. I was really struck by this. You were not helicoptered in to oversee this festival. You grew up in Traverse City and you attended it as a young kid. I can only imagine how all this levity must have seemed to a young kid in Traverse City. What's it like to run the festival as an adult and look back on those days as a kid when you were probably mesmerized by all this activity?
You know, it is a pretty unique experience. Obviously, when you're a kid, you're not really thinking, ooh, I'd love to be on the staff of the festival when I grow up. Kids don't think, you don't think that way. You're just thinking, oh, this is the best thing ever, and I love it. I mean, really what Cherry Festival represented for me, and I think for most of the kids who grew up in this town, is that's the signature event of summer. Most of us, and I hear it from my own kids now, want to know why the festival doesn't go on all summer long. Why is it only, you know, a week long? But, you know, it's the pinnacle of what happens in the summertime in northern Michigan. And so when you're a kid coming down to experience all these sights and sounds and this great environment that's really family-friendly, most of what we do is free to the public. About 90% of our 150 events are free to the public. Most of those are family-oriented or designed to entertain and educate kids about cherries and active lifestyles and such. But, you know, when I was in elementary school, a seven-year-old, we have a program at the festival called the Prince and Princess Program, and every elementary school has a prince and a princess. And I was a prince of my elementary school back when I was 7 years old, and so that's kind of stuck with me.
We're
talking
with royalty here, yes, cherry royalty.
Well, we joke about it, but I still have the little certificate hanging on my wall from 1984 when I was a prince. It means a lot. It was a special time, and it was a great experience for me and my family back then.
I grew up in a small town where the 4th of July was a day-long thing. It was tractor pulls and cakewalks and early morning things and breakfasts, and it was just food all day long. But it went from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, and as a little kid, that stays with you your whole life. I mean, it's almost like my little town was the center of the universe, and I can imagine what you know, young kids who grow up in Traverse City, how they must grow up and revere really the National Cherry Festival. You got a neat job. We want to thank Trevor Tkach, Traverse City native and executive director of the National Cherry Festival, live music, food, and frolic for 8 or 9 days in Traverse City beginning on July 1st. Thank you, Trevor. Have a good time.
Hey, thank you. Take care.